It's my pleasure to be with you here on this Good Friday and to bring to you the greetings of the General Assembly and to thank you for making my job that little bit more difficult, having to follow on after this man as moderator. It's a pleasure to be here. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations and thoughts in all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. The Saviour in darkness. It may have been in the full flood of daylight, but darkness is all round Jesus throughout the day that was the Jewish Passover Eve, the day Christians call Good Friday. There had been darkness enough the night before in the upper room and in Gethsemane and in the courtyard of the high priest. Even as dawn broke, there was still darkness around the Saviour, standing before Pilate in the early morning, standing before Herod later, standing once more before Pilate as sentence is passed. In the darkness, the Saviour is there. On this Good Friday, we might think of all who struggle in our world, in the bitter political fights in our country over Brexit, in the lonely and isolated hearts of young and old across the United Kingdom, who will go without speaking to a living soul over this long Easter weekend, to those struggling with work or lack of it, to those with fraught family relationships at home or in their churches. This dark day in the Christian year reminds us that there are many darknesses still. In the darkness of Calvary, we are surrounded by many. Each dark and dreadful place, each place where there is mindless suffering or premeditated brutality, in the darkness, the Saviour is there. If your faith is challenged by stories in the media, like the one from Gaza where Christians are being prevented by the Israeli state from going to worship and visit holy shrines, in the darkness, the Saviour is there. On the Via Dolorosa, the way of the cross, in the darkness, the Saviour is there tonight in Jerusalem. That long and bitter journey from the courtyard of Pilate to Calvary, with its stopping and its stumbling along the way, bowed down under the weight of the wooden crossbeam he would be nailed to in time, surrounded by a jeering crowd chanting for his death, already beaten, already scourged, already crowned with the brow-piercing thorns, a man en route, Simon of Cyrene from modern-day Libya, in the Jerusalem for the Passover, press-ganged over, volunteered to shoulder the burden of the cross for part of the way, following after Jesus, past the weeping women of Jerusalem, who wept perhaps for the unfairness and the injustice of it all. In the darkness, the Saviour is there. On this Good Friday, we might think of those on the contemporary Via Dolorosa of the refugee, the Syrians and Afghanis and Iraqis fleeing bomb-shattered village, town and city, going from one darkness to another, crossing dark seas from Turkey to Greece still, sheltering in dark camps across the continent of Europe, greeted still with suspicion or hostility, or now, worst of all, that they are off the headlines and front pages, mere indifference. Parentless children, desperate mothers, edgy young men, the majority of whom only wanting what we take for granted, peace, shelter, enough to eat and drink and work to do, and before them who remembers these ones, and they are still coming, the displaced people of Africa, fleeing famine and drought, fleeing broken nations of Libya and Somalia and Sudan, south and north. The modern day Simons of Cyrene and the weeping women found in churches like St. Andrew's Scots Church in Malta, supported by the Church of Scotland Guild, Out of Africa and Into Malta project, and the ongoing work of Mediterranean Hope based in Rome, working today in camps in Lebanon and Jordan, working in open camps and container ships used as centres, where there is disease and hunger and fear and loss. With today's refugees on their Via Dolorosa, in the darkness, the Saviour is there. At Calvary on the cross, in the darkness, the Saviour is there. Not only in his final agony and shame and rejection, but between two others who share with Jesus the ignominy and slow suffering of crucifixion, stripped and his clothes gambled away by soldiers, mocked by religious authorities who could not accept that he was the Messiah, mocked by some of the soldiers who could not recognize a kingship without power, majesty and status, mocked by a thief crucified beside him who could not see how one about whom it was claimed so much could not effect an escape for himself and for those sharing death on the crosses on his left and on his right. In the darkness, the Saviour is there. On this Good Friday, we might think of those who suffer and see no possibility of escape, who suffer and believe that the authorities of our day have abandoned them or ignore them. The people on surgical waiting lists who have suffered illness and pain for weeks, months, years, because priorities change or resources are scarce, or the system is simply overwhelmed. The unemployed wanting to work and searching for jobs, but facing rejection after rejection, even if their applications are ever acknowledged. The people of whatever age, brimming with questions and ideas and imagination, crushed under the dead weight of its I been, and the nervous conservatism with a small c that makes many of us uneasy about change. Those who are discriminated against still, openly or covertly, because of their race, gender, lifestyle choices, class background, creed, crucified on the cross of prejudice or vested interest or bigotry or willful misunderstanding or ignorance. In the darkness, the Saviour is there. At that sixth hour, when there was darkness over the whole land, while the sun's light failed, when Jesus was close to death, with the words of forgiveness on his lips and the committal of his spirit into the hands of God, and then he was dead, in the darkness, the Saviour is there. On this Good Friday, we might think of those for whom the grip of death is real and present. Families missing loved ones for the first time this Easter. Individuals gone missing for weeks, months, years. The police reluctantly scaling down their searches. Victims of gun crime in the United States. Victims of the shopping mall fire in Russia last week. In the tomb, in the darkness, The Saviour is there. In a borrowed grave, wrapped in a linen shroud, hastily hidden away without the usual mourning and embalming with spices and all the customary funeral rites, left at last on his own. No Herod, no Pilate, no hard-faced high priests, no death-baying crowds, no Simon of Cyrene or weeping daughters of Jerusalem, no soldiers or centurions, no Joseph of Arimathea or womenfolk or frightened disciples looking on from a distance, alone in the tomb, in the darkness, the Saviour tonight is there. On this Good Friday, we might think of all the tombs that we know about, of our doubt, our fear, our anxiety, our resentment, our jealousy, our grief that pockmark our lives and our world, those stone-carved sepulchres whose jaws swallow whole our hopes and dreams and health and laughter and love. In the darkness, the Saviour is there. On this Good Friday, there are so many darknesses, but the Saviour is there. The prophet, the healer, the teacher is there. The Emmanuel, the God with us, the Messiah, the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Redeemer is there. The Good Shepherd, the door, the true vine, the way, the truth, and the life, the bread of life, the water, the resurrection, and the life. He is there. The light of the world is there, even in the darkness. In the darkness, the light of the world, our Saviour, is there. For you, on this Good Friday, this Bad Friday, this darkness-shrouded Friday, the Saviour is there, walking with you, weeping with you, wounded with you, waiting with you. In the darkness, whoever you are, however you believe, however you doubt, whatever you think or feel, in the darkness, your Saviour is there. Creation began in darkness. Resurrection will begin in darkness. And with you, in this present darkness tonight, he waits for light, and he waits with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.